Over the last few days, we've been playing a series that we launched called My Song. Basically, we want to hear about the songs that really mean something to you in your life. Songs that maybe bring back a memory, sad or happy. Songs that take you back to a moment in time in your life. If there is one, 08459 555 678, maybe you want to email me, nolan@bbc.co.uk, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter. Today's comes from the commentator, Alex Kane.
About 14 years ago, when I was in my mid-40s, I'd sort of conditioned myself to living by myself for the rest of my life. I'd had a failed marriage behind me. I'd been divorced for years. I was used to being alone, but I was never lonely. I had a good job. I enjoyed what I was doing. I had friends. And then one day up at the assembly, I met a girl called Kerry. It's one of those moments when it's not about love. It's not, you know, this heart-thumping moment you see someone go, wow, that's the love of my life. But within a matter of, I think, maybe hours, we knew we liked each other. We had the same sense of humour, with the same cynical, cold-eyed view of the world. I think the same general view of life and of politics. We laughed at the same things. We found immediately we both loved Harry Potter and things like that. So little common bonds. But again, as I say, it was never a moment of thinking, I really love this person. This person is going to fill the gap in my life. I missed her if she wasn't in. I'd see her smile. I could hear her laughter and little things. I remember thinking, oh, I wonder what she'd make of that. Or, oh, I know exactly what she would make of that. And then I just remember sitting at home one evening, one weekend, it was maybe about 4 months after we'd met. And it was a Saturday evening, and I'd read the papers, I'd watched the film, I'd had a glass of wine, eaten my meal by myself. I was thinking, I'm actually lonely. I miss this person. The trouble with Kerry, she was also young, she was about 20 years younger than me, no attachment. We're both free, but there's this sense, you know, well, it's the age gap, and also we were work colleagues, and everyone always says never have a work relationship, and so on. I just thought, stuff it. So one evening in the Stormont car park, I just think I'm going to have to beard this particular lion and just get it out of my system. So we talked, and we talked, and we talked, and we talked. And at that moment, we became a couple, because we both realized that it wasn't just liking each other. It wasn't just having, you know, sharing things. We actually were in love with each other. And that was it. To say it's almost 14 years ago. We've been together ever since. We have two daughters now, two dogs, two cats. We're just happy people, hopelessly, helplessly head over heels in love. And this song, The Day Before You Came by ABBA, it actually sums up exactly what my life was like before I met Kerry. It just reminds me of, at the most unexpected moments in your life, how suddenly, blissfully, wonderfully happy you could become. Never give up. Always believe there's something better.
I must have left my house at 8, because I always do. My train, I'm certain, left the station just when it was 2. I must have read the morning paper.